This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. And can you believe this? It's the last weekend of the month. Anyway, on the show this hour is Marlo Thomas. Remember her from That Girl? She's written a book, of course, works very closely with an organization that I have worked with for over 55 years, and that's St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, of which her father, Danny Thomas, founded. She'll be here to talk about the new book that she has out. MC Hammer. Yeah, he's back on the scene. Marcus Lemonis had a show called The Renovator that was on last fall. It became so popular, he's bringing it back this week. And Arbor Day, we're going to celebrate with Dan Lamb. And that's coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Our next guest has been on our show several times over the past 33 years, and she's quite a lady. Believe it or not, That Girl just turned 85 years old. She looks and sounds terrific. Of course, her famous father, Danny Thomas, was not only a big television star and singer, but also the founder of St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. You've heard us playing a lot of messages from St. Jude's Hospital on our show over the years, and she's here to talk about a book that she has written that's now in paperback. Joining us right now is one grand lady, Marlo Thomas. Hi, Marlo. How are you?
I'm just great, thanks.
Thank you for joining us again. It's always nice having you here.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that the book now is in paperback.
Right.
And this is great because see up in the right-hand corner that says that you have an opportunity now the next time around to share these great stories that we're going to talk about with other people, and I guess this time not celebrities. So I'm going to be one of the people submitting one of my stories to
you. Oh, fabulous. How fabulous.
I am going to do this. Okay?
Great.
But before we talk about the book, I want to tell you something. I have in front of me Promise Magazine. Now, you know what that is.
Yes.
And I have the spring edition, and you and I have something in common. We were both teenage march captains.
Oh, really?
Get that magazine, okay?
I will.
Get the spring issue on the back page. Perspective?
Yeah.
It's called Broadcasting the Mission, and there's a huge picture of your dad and myself, and an article I wrote.
Oh, my gosh.
I met your dad, I think it was back in 1970.
Right.
And we were at a convention down, I believe it was in Cincinnati, for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Wow.
And it's a great picture of he and I that I have enlarged on my wall here, talking about the fact that he touched me so much as a result of his efforts for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and have to admit that it's probably one of the finer stories that I tell from my career.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
So, Marla, you got to get that so you can read
it. I'm going to. Well, I get it. I just have to find it.
You just find that copy of it, okay? All right.
Great.
The right words at the right time, all the benefits going to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. This is a great idea. You have taken the who's who when it comes to entertainment, sports, politics, and they have told stories that are motivational stories.
Yeah, they're the right words that came to them at the right time, and I knew that everybody would have them. I had some, and that in my foreword to the book, I tell the story of my father giving me the right words, and then I asked all these other famous people if they had them, and it was interesting. We do all carry around with us in our heads some very positive words that help us and some very negative words that hold us back, and turning the volume on, the volume up on the positive words and using them and reminding us about them and figuring out how to deal with the negative words is really one of the things in our lives that we need to do, because they're there and they're going to irritate us and agitate us, so we might as well figure out what to do. I mean, Muhammad Ali told me a story that when he was in school, he had a teacher who told him he never amount to anything, and she said it a lot, and when he won the gold medal at the Olympics, he came back with the gold medal and put it on her desk and said, "Remember me? You said I never amount to anything? Well, I'm something. I'm the greatest in the world." And you think, wow, Muhammad Ali, who's so tough and confident, he actually had that doubt?
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's amazing to know that, because we all think that people who will get to the top of their fields don't have any doubt or fear, but everyone does, and everyone has to deal with it.
You know, this book really, and I think we mentioned this before, I think really runs the whole gamut of emotions. I mean,
Yes. First
of all, it's an incentive to do something. It's motivational. But I have to tell you, sometimes when I read some of these things, I get choked up.
I know.
There's a couple of them that I want you to tell. Would you please tell the Paul McCartney one? Because that's one of them that really chokes me.
I love that one. Yeah, Paul McCartney, the famous Beatle, of course, had just lost his mother, and he was very, very close to her, and he was having a rough time in his life, and a lot of things were pressing on him, and he was confused, and he dreamt about his mother, and in the dream she said to him, "Paul, just let it be," and he got up from bed and went to the piano and wrote the Let It Be, the famous Let It Be song, and in the song he's got a line that says, "Mother Mary came to me," and being Catholic, I thought Mother Mary was the Blessed Mother, but in fact Mary was his mother's name. I found that very, very touching. I also found John McCain's story touching about being in a POW camp, and there were several of the men in the camp had devised sort of code that they could speak to each other, because you couldn't talk to each other, but they could speak to each other through tapping on the wall, and you know that so many taps would mean what letter of the alphabet it was, and it was getting time for Christmas, and they were all very depressed because they were stuck in this POW camp, and one of the guys, his name was Ernie, was in the cell next to him, and he tapped on the wall, "We'll be home for Christmas next year. God bless America."
Oh, man.
And they all cried, and they all knew that, you know, they all had faith that they would get home next year.
Gosh, unbelievable. Now, when we talk about the ones that have a motivational tinge to it, it's yours.
Yeah, well, mine is really a good story. Because,
it's a great story.
And it really did inspire the book, because a man had written me and asked me if I would send his daughter, who was about to turn 16, a story for her birthday that might be and guide her and be inspiring to her. And I remembered a time when I was around 17 and I was struggling to be an actress, and I got a big break of playing Gigi in a summer stock production, and I was all excited about it, and I was sort of flabbergasted that people started comparing me to my father. You know, I was prepared for them to say I was Danny Thomas's daughter. I just didn't think they were going to say, you know, "Is she as good as her father? Will she last as long as Danny Thomas?" It scared me to death. And I went to my father and I said, "Daddy, I love you, but I don't want to be a Thomas anymore. I'm going to change my name and run away from all this." And he said to me, "I raised you to be a thoroughbred. And thoroughbreds run their own races. They don't look at any of the other horses. They just wear their blinders and they run. And that's what you have to do. Don't look at me or anybody else. You just run your own race." And that really, you know, he could have said, "Don't listen to those people. They're silly," you know. But instead he said something that really stuck with me visually and emotionally my whole life. And that's what inspired me to ask other people. And so I hope that your listeners... You know, so many of the people who read the book wrote me and told me which stories they liked and all. And then they told me the right words in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that this next volume of the book would be stories from people across the country. So I hope that your listeners will write to me online at rightwordsbooks.com or write to me at Atria Books, 1230 Avenue of the Americas in New York. Or if you buy the paperback, which just came out the other day, on the last couple of pages, it tells you all about how to enter. And if you read the stories, it helps you. It kind of inspires you to look for the stories inside of you.
Marlo, what is the deadline for the next book that you're planning with?
It starts now, and it closes 16th. So you have from now 16th, but you should get started right away.
Actually, you know, the last time you and I chatted about this, I said other than Jay Leno, I didn't notice any radio talk show host in there. So I said, I'm going to send you a letter. Now, this gives me the exact excuse I was looking for to get
all
a letter
right
over to you now.
So send me your story of the right word.
I got a couple of them out there. You know,
good.
We failed to mention the introduction. You know, we've talked about the book so many times. But, you know, you have won 4 Emmys, a Peabody Award. You were inducted in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. You know, your great television series, That Girl, still lives in infamy, if you will.
Huh.
As does Make Room for Daddy. I was watching it the other night on a PBS station.
Yeah.
You know, it's
absolutely
great. Which only goes to prove one thing. When you have something that's done well, its life is perpetual.
It does. It lives on.
Yeah.
And especially if it touches a nerve in people. You know, That Girl was the first single girl. My Father was a show about a real father who wasn't just sort of a pretend stick figure, but a really real father that argued and carried on and cried and, you know, was a real person.
I love the one where he goes out to his wife's friends and they don't recognize him, and he thinks that they're going to want to do a charity.
Oh, right.
And he, you know, and he said, I do this, but I don't want to do it here. And they said, well, you can sell tickets or something. I love that routine.
It was funny. Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you something, Marlo. You are a class act. I say that sincerely.
Thank you.
Please, if you get a chance to look in your archives, grab that promise from spring.
I definitely will.
You get a chance.
I definitely will.
Now, I want to tell you, I was about 19, 20 years old, so I don't look quite that way now, but it's a great picture of myself and your dad, and I admired him very much, and I still remember what he actually said to me. That's staggering. I can't believe I actually remember the conversation.
That's so great. That's so nice. Thank you so much.
Well, the name of the book is The Right Words at the Right Time. It's now in paperback. It is
right
in stores as we speak. It is fabulous reading, and it's a must-buy, not only for your own pleasure, but the fact that all of the proceeds of this book goes to the great St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, founded by Danny Thomas. Marlo,
thank you so much.
Thank you, Marlo. It's always a delight talking with you, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a nice lady.
This past week, we have lost a lot of celebrities in the entertainment business, a few of which have appeared on this show, and I want to take time to recognize that. First of all, a gentleman who was very dignified, polished, professional ballroom instructor and one of the judges with the TV show Dancing with the Stars. Len Goodman died at age 78 this past week. So did Barry Humphries. That name may not sound familiar to you, but if I tell you that he is the gentleman who created the phenomenal character of Dame Edna, passed away at 89 years old. This man's a theater person that not only did Dame Edna, but a couple of other characters, and he did them with great conviction. Bob Newhart lost his wife, Ginny Newhart, and then from music. That's the voice of Harry Belafonte, who passed away this past week at the age of 96. That song was a huge hit back in 1956. Not only a great singer, an activist, and an actor, Harry Belafonte made his mark on America. And he did it with grace, dignity, and class.
Daylight come and me one go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgy today, our next guest was a dancer, a rapper, a businessman, an ordained minister, and he's going to be a judge on a show that hasn't been on the air in a long time but is returning this summer for a couple of months. Our guest, MC Hammer. MC, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing good. You know, we've been doing this show since 1990. I love what you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ron. I'm glad to be on with you, and certainly it's an honor to be on. I know you do what you do, and you do it well.
Well, thank you, my friend. Coming from you, that is a supreme compliment. Well, we're excited about the fact that Dance Fever is back now for the summertime. It's a show that I'm so glad to see back, and I got to tell you, I mean, these people vying for this really have to improve. You, Carmen Electra, Jamie King, that's a pretty tough judging staff.
It certainly is. I mean, Jamie King just choreographed that new hot J-Lo video that everyone is raving about. He currently choreographed Christina Aguilera's new tour, and he's choreographing Britney Spears' new video as we speak. So he's a hot choreographer, choreographer. And then you have Carmen Electra, who's certainly been around this business and music and dance for many years and has a good eye for also for style, which is what her job is on the judging panel as well. And of course, you got myself, and I've been dancing since I was 3 years old, a number of styles. And so it is a tough panel to impress. But I tell you what, we got some hot dancers on the show.
But when you watch them dance, does it bring back the memories when you were back there dancing for the Oakland A's?
It brings back a lot of memories. My dancing with the Oakland A's, it brings back the memories of dancing in clubs. And I see different, you know, contestants come out, and I can tell where they hone their craft just by their movement. You know, I can tell the guys who grew up dancing in the clubs or the streets or been in studios training, it just jumps off of them. And so it is a great, great, great experience to judge these new young dancers and see them work hard for this $100,000.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. When you watch these shows that have a lot of competition involved with it, and you're a veteran like yourself, I mean, it's got to be kind of satisfying, because there's so much said about today's youth saying, well, you know, they're not concentrating, not doing this, but there's a ton of talent out there, isn't there, MC?
There's a ton of talent, and there are some great young people out there, and dancing is certainly a great hobby slash sport to participate in and keep them busy and active and in great condition. And, you know, I applaud them for taking the time to even get in a contest like this and, you know, put their love, their art, you know, on the line to be judged. I think it's fantastic. I'm in Vegas right now watching the sun come up, and I'm at the MGM, and it's just been fantastic.
I'm actually was supposed to be at the MGM. Actually, today I was supposed to leave to go today, but something came up and I didn't, or else I'd stop in there and have a cup of coffee with you.
Oh, that would have been great. That would have been great. I basically decided not to go to bed. I came in from Kansas City just doing a super summer jam out there with the American Idol winner. It was 11 or 12 people, and I worked real hard. I had to do a couple encores. You know, the people love the show. And then I came, you know, right here to Vegas, and I decided, you know what, no need to go to bed. I'm going to start doing these interviews at 4 a.m. And so I'm enjoying it. It's a pleasure, Ron. I'm enjoying it.
You sound pumped. Now, I got to tell everybody out there, in case they don't know, you know, a lot of times people will see a celebrity such as you, and they'll say, well, you know, that's nice. He has a great talent. But let me just run down. I don't mean to embarrass you, because you should be proud of this. Let me run down some of the accomplishments that you have had in your career, okay? Winner of 3 Grammy Awards, 8 American Music Awards, a People's Choice Award, a Diamond Award, sold over 30 million records. And the nice part about it is that not only are you a talent, but you're a businessman starting your own record label. The MTV feature film Better Luck Tomorrow is part of your production, and a veteran of the Navy for 3 years. Pretty doggone impressive, MC.
Oh, well, thank you. And I have a new show coming out on VH1 called MC Hammer Full Blast, which also is the name of the new album that hits in September. And next year I have a new sitcom on the WB, which is, you know, the working title is The Hammers. It'll be based me as a father, and I actually have a couple of my kids in the show or more, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. So I definitely enjoy business, and I enjoy this business.
That is amazing. I didn't know about the new sitcom. Congratulations on that. When we get closer to that date, we'll have to have you back and promote it. You mentioned that your children in it. You are a real family man. I mean,
yes.
You know, being in the business of rock and roll and music and the whole entertainment industry, very difficult to maintain a family. You have a wife, 5 children, spend a lot of time with your family every moment you can. That's commendable, because it's difficult and not really the norm in this industry.
Well, they're even here as we speak. I'm in one room, and my youngest, my 5-year-old, is in the other room, and my other kids are down the hall with their big sister. And for me, it's very important. I really took off on the road when my first daughter was born, and I missed some things that I couldn't get back. And it was very important to me that all the rest of my children get to know Daddy as Daddy and not Daddy as, oh, that's my dad, MC Hammer, you know. And so I've been blessed to be able to have the relationship with my children that I want to have, and have that bond, that love. And nothing in the world means more to me than that, and also to love their mom. You know, it's just very important to me.
That is nice to hear you say that. Now, when their friends come over the house, I mean, MC Hammer's dad to them, but when their friends come over the house, I mean, are they like, wow, you know, look who's at the dining room table?
Yeah, they get that all the time. And when I pick them up from school, and you know, where we go to the movies, and or here in Vegas when we go anywhere, they get it all the time. And it's been a part of their lives since they've been born, so they're kind of, you know, used to it. They know how to deal with it, and it's just a part of their lives, like it's been a part of mine for years now.
You got a book coming up here in the fall called Enemies of the Father. Is that a fictional book, or is that an autobiography?
Well, this book is based upon my experiences as a man. It's about the obstacles that come against a man that stops him from being a good husband, a good father, and a good man, based on experience and based on, you know, growing up with the Oakland A's, which is obviously at the time all you know, a male-driven only sport. And then we introduced the first female sports writers into the clubhouse in that era. And then, of course, I went to the United States Navy, and it was 5,000 guys on the base, you know, obviously traveling around as an entertainer. So I've watched these things really get in our way, and the definition of a man needs to be redefined for this generation. We got told a lot of things that really hurt us in the 60s, 70s, and so forth and so on. And I want to help this generation and some guys who are also maybe 40 and 50 right now let go of some baggage and redefine what it is to be a man. And that's what the book is all about. Enemies of the father, things that stop you from being a good father or a good husband, and at the end of the day, a good man.
Well, I got the chills when you said that. You are to be commended for your work there. Now, I just want to make mention of the fact that Eric Nyes is the host of Dance Fever. It's ABC Family, and it's going to be all the way through August. One of the judges, as we mentioned before, is our guest, MC Hammer. MC, but you just got to do me one favor.
Sure, what?
You just got to say, you can't touch this.
You can't touch this.
I love it. Now, when you get a chance and you're down in the Orlando area, I want you and your 5 children to be my guest at Universal Studios.
We're going to hold you to that, Ron, because I'm going to bring them now.
If you don't do it, I will be upset, okay? So that is a deal. I'm saying it in front of the entire country, so I can't back out of it now.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Ron. You're fantastic. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, MC.
You take care.
Our guest has been MC Hammer.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News update. There's a manhunt underway in Texas after a gunman killed five of his neighbors in a house north of Houston. San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers.
My understanding is that the victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, could you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
The suspect, who was reportedly a Mexican national, is considered armed and dangerous. The South is in the path of more severe weather this weekend. Damaging thunderstorms will take place from Texas to Florida, containing strong winds, heavy rains, hail, and flooding. Climate change activists plan to protest at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight, where President Joe Biden is set to speak. Climate Defiance plans to blockade the area in an effort to hold Biden accountable for what they say was a campaign promise to end fossil fuel extraction on public lands. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. I'm very happy to have our next guest on the show. He's certainly no stranger to our program. I enjoy when he's here. He's an American businessman, a television personality, a philanthropist. He is the chairman and CEO of Camping World, Good Sam Enterprises, Gander RV, and the House Board Shop, and was also the star of The Prophet, which we had him on the show many times talking about, the CNBC reality show. His show from last season is coming back because of success. Saturday nights at 8 o'clock on HGTV, called The Renovator. Joining us right now is Marcus Lemonis. Hi, Marcus. How are you? Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Ron, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing excellent.
Man, I'm curious. I'm going to ask you the first question, even though this is your show. You know me well enough. So you saw The Prophet for, gosh, almost a decade. Did this show feel similar or materially different from The Prophet to you?
I am glad you asked me that question, because I was going to bring that up. I think it's far different than The Prophet. And I tell you the reason why, okay? You have a different demeanor here. You were very businesslike in The Prophet because you were dealing with businesses, and I think you wanted to have that kind of relationship with the people that you were talking to. This is a more intimate, more emotional, and more of your personality than The Prophet. Now, I hope I didn't offend you by saying that, but you did a good job on both of them, but that's how I think it differs.
Yeah, I agree with it. I think, you know, I think The Prophet, at least in the early years, never really, you know, gave me the platform to dig into some of the interpersonal stuff. And I think what I love about this show is we can still teach people about numbers and doing a budget and communication and all those things. But it allows me to dig a lot deeper and to get inside the minds of homeowners and what's making it work in their relationship and what's the struggle. And, I got to be honest, it's a really, really enjoyable show to make, and I hope it's an enjoyable show to watch. Do you watch other HGTV shows?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. You're kind of a mind reader today, Marcus. That's what I was going to say. My wife is obsessed with HGTV shows, and I must tell you, and I'm being very candid, I think they do a nice job with that whole network, but I'm tired of those shows because they seem non-real. Your show, and I'm not saying this because we're friends and you've been on my show a million times in the past, this is a little bit more of a sincere presentation. See, when you are out there and you're knocking down walls and you got a pair of shorts on and you're tearing down a wall, I'm thinking to myself, here's a man that's maybe a little bit out of what we think is his element, and he's in there, and you are not only remodeling the house, but I guess you could say you're remodeling these lives, because some of them have some basic issues. In fact, some major issues you address prior to the house.
Yeah, I think the thing that HG, when I sat down with the network and presented them this idea in January of 2020, They were not crazy about the idea at first, because they said, well, how's a guy going to go from, you know, making a business show to transitioning to renovating a home? What does he know about any of this stuff? And what is he like? What are we doing here? And I said, listen, I just need you to take a chance. And they said to me, you know, we're the number one cable network in America. Like, we don't need to take chances. We know what we're doing. And my response was, yeah, but you haven't taken a chance with me. And I said, CNBC took a chance with me in 2012. And they did not have any television at night at the time. And I think it worked out, you know, pretty nicely for them. I think you should take that same chance. What I wanted the show to do is to dig deep. And I don't know if you watched it by yourself or with your wife.
No, well, I'll be honest. I watched it by myself, but I told my wife, you got to watch this after I talk to Marcus, because I actually watched it earlier last evening, and I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it with her. But I'm going to, because, like I said, she watches this thing all the time.
It's a different spin on it. And, you know, what will be nice, every single one of them is going to be different. We're going to deal with a husband and a daughter who lost their mother. We're going to deal with a couple who got divorced
right.
and they want to get back together. We're going to deal with a family who doesn't share their finances with each other and they're hiding money. So we're going to deal with a lot of issues that some people are going to be able to relate to.
Well, and I have to be honest with you. That's the part of this whole thing that I like. It's not just, you know, are we going to use a 2x4 or 2x8? And is there going to be an I-beam in the basement that's going to be different? And one of the things on the first show that I really, really enjoyed, in fact, if I didn't think I would lose, I would do this, but I would probably lose, is the scale. Where you took little blocks of wood and the husband and the wife put the chores that they do on each block of wood, and then you weigh them on the scale to see who actually carries the load in a household. Now, I can't do that because I'd lose like crazy. But that is something you don't see on these shows. And again, I don't want to, you know, downgrade the other shows, but these husband and wife teams for me just don't work. It seems fake. Yours is realistic and it is relevant. I mean it. I'm going to watch the show. And again, not because we're friends and you've been on here a lot of times. I'll watch this. I don't want to watch the one with the husbands and the wives.
You know, it's I hope that this show leaves the same lasting mark on families as the Prophet did on businesses. And that was my goal going into this. And, you know, you never really know if it's going to succeed or fail, and it always is up to the viewer, just like it's up to the consumer to vote with their checkbooks. It's up to the viewer to vote with their clicker. And, yeah, a little anxious and a little excited all at the same time.
Well, you should be, because it's a good show. And the other thing I like about it is that you do get into these situations with the family. For example, again, on the first show, you talk about the fellow, I can relate to this guy, who takes his socks, puts them in a drawer, and he puts them in a drawer by color, size, even the weight of the sock, the thickness of it, I should say. And his wife's got a closet that looks like, you know, something after the Second World War. These are realistic things that go far beyond tearing down a wall or building another room.
Yeah, it does, but you notice that they all work hand in hand. And the thing I love the most is that I don't let the family leak, and I have them work on all this with me as ways to get them to see their house come together. So we tear the house down, which is like tearing their old bad habits down. We rebuild the house together, hoping that they'll, you know, that they'll learn and get better overall.
Marcus, the other part I like about it is that you show what the house cost, you show what the remodeling has done and what that has cost, and then you show them the appraisal of the renovated home after all of that is completed. And I think that kind of wraps it up. That's the cherry on the top of the cake.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're there to help them fix their personal issues, but I'm also there to help build generational wealth. And money is money.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's a big home run and sometimes it's not, but it's, boy, just an amazing opportunity here for me, and I couldn't be more happy.
Marcus, I've asked you this before. We've chatted about this. How do you do all this stuff? I mean, how do you, you know, run a huge, huge company, a Good Sam Enterprises, all of these things that you do, and still do a successful television show? And, you know, when you were doing The Prophet, took you many, many weeks away from your business. And I'm assuming that this also, because doing these shows isn't an overnight thing. How do you do this?
Well, you know, I don't have kids, and I don't have any brothers and sisters. So I spend my nights and my weekends doing a lot of it. But in some cases, it's actually good for me, because it's like I'm getting some, you know, personal coaching at the same time. I learn more about myself and how to be a better listener through this process, and that translates to my business. And my business ends up being a benefactor of it.
Yeah, you had told me one time it takes good people, but finding good people is another hurdle to go over.
Oh, it's as you know, it's really hard. It's hard to find good people, and throughout this particular season, I met a lot of good people in the renovator, and I'm anxious to see if people's lives can be changed by it. I think we have something good here.
I know you have something good there. And I got to tell you, I invite everybody out there to check out this show now. It's going to be on the HGTV network. It's called The Renovator. It's new time. It's Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on HGTV. And, of course, it's the brainchild and the host and the man that makes it happen, very successful Marcus Lemonis. Marcus, you know, you're always welcome here, my friend. And this is an hour show, by the way. Let's chat after the first 8 shows. Let me know how things are going, and hopefully you're going to be renewed for an entire season, because that would be sensational. It's a good show.
Thank you, buddy. Take care. I'll be in touch.
Okay, I look forward to it. Marcus Lemonis, of course, he was the Prophet.
the CNBC reality show where he was saving small businesses. Now he's remodeling homes. And, you know, you think of a CEO and chairman of a big company like Camping World and Gander RV, and he's out there in a pair of shorts, sneakers, and a jersey with cut-off sleeves, knocking down a wall. He don't have to do that, believe me. He's got enough money in the bank that he doesn't have to do that. But he does it. He's a remarkable individual and a nice man, too, Marcus Lemonis. Little reminder to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, where you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And if you hit the right icon, which says Facebook, you and I can become friends on Facebook. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
very special topic we're going to be chatting about on this portion of the show. Let me give you a little statistic from a national survey that was recently taken. 94% of Americans believe that trees are good for the planet, and nearly 9 out of 10 say it is critical time to replant our nation's forest. Joining us right now is a gentleman who knows all about that. He is the chief executive officer of the nonprofit Arbor Day Foundation, an accomplished author in his own right. We're talking about Arbor Day with our guest, Dan Lamb. Hi, Dan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm well, Ron. It's great to be with you.
Ironically, as we are chatting today, just before we went on the air, some tree cutters came down and cut limbs off our trees around the studio. And I'm thinking to myself, well, there's an omen for you. Tell us about Arbor Day.
Arbor Day has been around since 1872, more than 150 years ago. And the Arbor Day Foundation was started in 1972. So it is a long time holiday now. It's celebrated all over the world, but the Arbor Day Foundation was started in 1972 on the 100th anniversary of the very first Arbor Day, and we've grown to become the largest nonprofit organization in the world dedicated to planting trees.
That's amazing.
And in those first 50 years, we've planted almost 500 million trees in about 50 countries around the world.
Now, one of the things that I'm concerned about is similar to when we talk about clean air. You know, we work real hard in America to have clean air. Other countries throughout the world don't do that. It's like being in a neighborhood, you keep your grass cut, the neighbor does it. Is this such a priority in other countries like Russia or China?
We are seeing a surge in prioritization of tree planting all around the world. I can't say that it's exactly the same urgency in every country, but in China, in Mexico, in Canada, in Europe, in Brazil, we are seeing an emphasis in a number of areas for planting trees. Now, the big challenge is making sure those trees survive.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't just about planting the trees. It's making sure they are maintained, nurtured, and that those forests are managed in a really effective way.
Now, trees do a lot of things. I mean, they provide us with oxygen for the planet, purify water and air, lower city temperatures. Do all trees do that? For example, I live in Florida, and there are a ton of palm trees. Do they have the same necessity to the environment that other trees might?
You know, every tree matters for sure, whether it's providing shade or whether it's helping to pull carbon from the air, helping to capture those heavy storm rains to slow and reduce flooding and stormwater runoff. So every tree is different, you know, kind of based on how large the trees are, how big their leaves are, what their leaves are like. Are they needles or are they broadleaf, leaves that might capture pollutants more? All the trees are different, but they're all valuable. And it's really a good point. You know, depending on what you're looking for in your community or in your forest, you want to plant the right tree in the right place. And the Arbor Day Foundation loves to help homeowners help do that.
You know, it's funny how your whole perception of things differ as you grow older. You know, I would never notice this as a teenager or my early 20s, but with the growth that we have here in the state of Florida, it is not uncommon to see an entire forest leveled to put another community or subdivision up. And I have to be honest with you, it's very sad because, you know, you think, boy, this thing probably took maybe 100 years to develop and to grow, and they're knocking it down like crazy. That even makes the chore of the Arbor Day Foundation even stronger to replace these. Are you keeping ahead of the game, or is growth overshadowing the continuation of having the amount of trees as we should have?
There's no doubt that development, that fires, that other extreme weather patterns right now are taking a toll on our overall tree canopy. And we encourage developers to be thinking about and recognizing that, you know, tree-lined streets make communities more valuable, not less valuable. And so that we encourage best practices. We encourage following the best learned lessons out there about how to develop with trees, not by just eliminating trees. But there are challenges facing our forests around the country and around the world. And the Arbor Day Foundation works every day, working with cities, working with states, working with federal and non-government organizations to find ways to get more and more trees in the ground and make sure those trees and forests are managed.
If you have a piece of property and you want to put trees on it, private owner of your homestead or a field or something, how do you choose what tree and where to plant it? And then how you go about keeping it healthy, because that's what you say the problem is, not only planting it, but keeping it alive.
It's a really good question, and we invite people to visit our website website at arborday.org, arborday.org, where you can learn more information about, based on where you live, the climate zone you live in, what are the right species to be selecting from as you're thinking about planting trees. And then if you're looking to create a wind block, there might be a kind of a spruce or pine tree, a blind that you want to create, a wall of trees almost. Or if you're looking for a big shade tree, you might pick an oak or a maple or something that can really cast a nice shadow across your home. It really depends on what you're looking for in those trees to decide what kind of trees to choose. And then, to your really good point, also making sure, you know, you can't just plant it and walk away. You've got to prune the tree, take care of the tree so that it really flourishes and gives you all the benefits you want it to.
Yeah, it's like a human. Trees and plants, yeah. You know, they got personalities to them. I know that sounds crazy, but they have personalities. I had a drink with one the other day, and it was terrific. You know?
Well, you know, you brought up a good point earlier. This survey that we did with Aerosol, this national survey, showed that more than 90% of Americans are tuned in to the value of trees. And heck, when was the last time 90% of Americans agreed on anything?
Right.
And it's trees, you know, it's a unifying power of trees. And this Arbor Day, we thought was a great time to be talking about that.
And we should be talking about it all the time, too. We shouldn't waste just one day out of the year. Dan, where can we go for more information and to learn more and give us some recommendations on when, how, and what to plant?
You bet. So if you go to arborday.org, our website, arborday.org, you can find all kinds of information about what to plant and where to plant. And this year, we're making it easy for everybody to plant a tree. We have a hashtag Arbor Day campaign. So anyone who uses hashtag Arbor Day on any of their social media channels, the Arbor Day Foundation will plant a tree in their honor in one of our nation's forests. It's a chance for everybody to participate. If they don't have the time or the space to plant a tree, post a picture, just post a tweet or an Instagram or Facebook or whatever you might want to use with hashtag Arbor Day, and we'll plant a tree in your honor.
How cool is that? Boy, a Ron Sedgy tree. I've always wanted something to be named after me, and this is something that could last a lot longer.
I got to get one of those trees. That sounds great.
I tell you something. If you get one of those trees, you'll be the happiest camper in the neighborhood, Dan, okay? Keep that in mind. Our friend, the Chief Executive Officer for the nonprofit Arbor Day Foundation and an accomplished author. What is the name of one of your books?
Now is the Time for Trees is my book that came out last year talking about not only the urgency of trees, but the how-to on trees. And it's been a fun year of sharing stories with people around the country about the value of trees. Now is the Time for Trees. You can get it anywhere online.
Sounds great. Dan, join us again sometime. This has been fun, very informational, and I appreciate all the work the Arbor organization has been doing.
Love it. I always enjoy visiting with you, and have a great Arbor Day this week.
I will do that. Thanks, Dan. Dan Lamb has been our guest, and he is the Chief Executive Officer of the nonprofit Arbor Day Foundation. Very valid and good points. We love trees, and they do so much for us, too. And that's a little play on words. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man.
your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
On this last weekend of the month, that's a wrap, and we want to thank you and all of our guests for making these 2 hours possible, and our guests include Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks, Barbara Eden, comedian John Biner, singer and songwriter Harry Connick Jr., Marlo Thomas, MC Hammer, Marcus Lemonis, and Dan Lamb. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.